And we are back with the Black and Blue Report. It's Rob Nice here in Studio B, and it's a gorgeous Friday. As my uncle would say, it's gorgeous. Get up, get out, and go do something and enjoy this big sports weekend. We have Pelicans and Lakers, Bama Tigers, and, of course, the Dallas Cowboys and New Orleans Saints. We are pleased to have a very special guest on the line right now. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a Mississippi native. Southeastern Lady Lion, where she played basketball. Emmy Award-winning anchor for ESPN. Pioneered for all of women who are now in sports from her work behind the desk with SportsCenter and ESPN. Cancer survivor, and what we saw now with this commercial that we have on NewOrleansSaints.com, she is a Saints fan. We have Robin Roberts on the line from Good Morning America. Robin, how are you?
Robbie should have started with Saints fan.
Okay.
You buried the lead. That's the headline.
Yes.
Big, huge Saints fan. Proud of it.
I don't know if you know, but we have this big game this weekend with the Cowboys and the Saints.
Oh, don't worry. Don't fret no little Philly. That Cowboys. Oh, come on. I know. I love that kind of matchup. Two marquee teams. Both are, you know, wrestling with a little inconsistency lately. But it's always good. It's always good. And you think Rob Ryan, you think he's fired up?
I think he is. I think that he's been extra focused this week, and he's been on his job, and I'm pretty sure that they'll have some new what they call wrinkles for the Saints defense this Sunday against the Cowboys. Now the Saints are 6-2. It's the halfway point in the NFL, and they look to get back on track against the Dallas Cowboys. Will you be watching this Sunday?
I always watch. I have to tell you, last week was tough. You know, because I live in the New York area, so I work with a lot of people who are Jets fans.
Uh-oh.
And so when I came in, they made me put on a Jets hat, but they wanted me to tweet it. I'm like, I will not be seen wearing anything other than Saints gear. But I really look forward to it. It kind of, you know, connects me back to home. When I was a kid watching the games, my father was a season ticket holder. My sister Sally Ann Roberts, her husband, who unfortunately passed away from cancer, he would go to the games with my dad. And I remember one time, we thought for sure the Saints were going to win this particular game. And so they left the Superdome and they headed to New Orleans East. By the time they got home, they had lost the game, and my dad would love to say, oh, once again, they've snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory, the Saints. And so to have that kind of history with them, to have suffered with them, but all along the way, and I'm going to tell you, Rob, I never put a bag on my head. I was never an Saints fan. I never did that.
Oh, no.
But to see where they have come in recent years and just what they mean to all of us. So even when you're not there in the area anymore, you still follow them. You're still part of Who Dat Nation.
No matter how successful the team is, you always think back to those days. And it's always, you're kind of a little bit surprised that you find Saints fans outside of the market, just from an internal standpoint.
Well, it makes you appreciate what we have now. It really does. And it's, you know, they're ours. I know, like, everyone, a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon in recent years, and that's fine. You know, the more the merrier. I'm not going to be a hater. But we know who the true Saints fans are. We know who we are. And it is kind of hard to forget some of the past, and we mean this in an affectionate way. But I'm just so happy for, you know, Drew Brees has just meant so much. Sean Payton, it goes on and on, and I'm just so grateful that the rest of the country is catching up to what we've known all along, and that this is a very special franchise.
It was one thing to be a fan of yourself with seeing all the videos and all the coverage of what you've gone through in the past couple of years, and then we see this commercial with the NFL. It's on NewOrleansSaints.com if you guys haven't seen it. But you touch on what you have been going through at the time and what you had with you that was a piece of something to help you get through those tough times was your Saints blanket. And when everybody just around the office and around the city when we saw that commercial – it was like, okay, if Robin Roberts didn't touch everybody, now she really does because she has that blanket here in New Orleans. And it's like, okay, you're ours now, Robin. if you weren't ours then, you are ours now. We love that.
Others tried to claim me, but I've always been yours. But I have to tell you, when the NFL approached me about doing a part of this, I think it's wonderful, everyone telling their football story. And so that's my story. I had in the hospital for 30 days, and it's just such a scary time. And there was somebody from the North Shore who sent me the blanket. And I put it on my hospital bed, and I would be wrapped up in it and watching the games. And it, I think it was something, Rob, that people could – we all have some kind of Saints gear, or whether it's a cap or whatnot. But to know that at the time when I really needed just a break to stop thinking about the illness that I was facing at the time and just have something to cheer about, that's what they did. And as I said in that spot, you know, it's not a cure for cancer, but it just makes you forget you have it for a while. And I think that's the beauty of watching our Saints, that we can put our cares aside, be together, you know, cheering for the team. And it just, it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And for all of us, I was at the Super Bowl a few years back, and I was thinking of my dearly departed dad and my brother-in-law. You know, I was looking up to the heavens saying, they made it, boys. They're here. They're in the Super Bowl. And I think a lot of people felt that way.
And you said something that stuck with me in that promo, and it's only 30 seconds, but one of the lines that I heard in there, and I was like, okay, well, I cannot get this quote out of my head. It says, football gives you hope.
Yeah, well, okay, like we – when you're watching a football game or you're watching a season, okay, the Saints are 6-2. They could very well go to the Super Bowl. They could lose, you know, more games, but it's all about knowing that you might lose that game, you might lose that quarter. I remember, what was that first game? Was it Tampa Bay, whatever? How in the world did they come back?
Uh-huh.
You know, you would have thought that no way they're going to win this game, and they did. So it makes you feel that anything is possible. Keep hope alive. If you lose a game, if you lose a quarter, it doesn't mean that you're not going to win the championship. Because I'm having a couple of tough days because of the cancer that I'm battling, doesn't mean I'm going to succumb to it. I'm going to have a bad day, but I'm going to bounce back. And I think that's all we all want. It's just the possibility, just to know that there's hope for a better tomorrow. And that's what the Saints do for – because I think about where they came from, how long it took them to have a winning season, then to win the Super Bowl. I was in there in the Dome when they played the Falcons, the first game back after the Katrina, and there were so many people saying, well, we're not back in our – people aren't back in their homes yet. Why are you all so excited about the Saints and the Dome? And I'm like, you don't get it. You know, they just give us an this wonderful outlet where we can be – one together, a community with a common bond and a common something that we're cheering for. And so that's what it does for me. It just gives you hope. It just gives you hope.
And I've gotten a chance to live outside of New Orleans, and I've had the so-called the Saints watch parties, to where we would get the game on a satellite or with the football packages, and it's just not the same as watching it with a New Orleans family in New Orleans. The food is different. The culture is different. and no matter how bad the team is doing, just from a fan standpoint, you're right. That hope was there, and we would watch it until the very end, because somehow we would think that we can score 20 points in 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, and anything could happen. So
anything can happen.
Let's talk a little bit about music a little bit. My appearance on Good Morning America, my only goal was to make you dance. And when I was on there for DJ Fridays, we had Sesame Street characters on there. We had we had so much going on. And I said, listen, I have to play this old school. I was talking to the gentleman that was working with me, Eric, that day. And I said, I have to play some old school. And I said, you don't understand. Robin loves old school. And I said, I have to get this on. And sure enough, when I look back at the tape, I'm like, okay, she's dancing. I made sure to have her dancing. You love the DJ Friday segments on Good Morning America.
Oh.
And more than that, you just like to have fun on the show.
I love to have fun, Rob. And I love our DJ Fridays because to me, first of all, I can't dance a lick, but that doesn't keep me from dancing and moving and grooving. And I can really dance when I'm in my chair behind the anchor desk. You know, once I stand up, that's when I'm in trouble. But no, it's something especially. My favorite event, if I'm not going to a Saints game, I'm at Jazz Fest. You know, that's what New Orleans is about, good music. I'm in that gospel tent. You know, first thing I do is get my pork chop sandwich.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's the only time I eat Wonder Bread. You know, so I got my pork chop sandwich, go to the gospel tent, and I'm all set. But when you are on, and I kind of looked over at you, and again, thank you for the pralines. They were very tasty. I got a couple of cavities from them because I didn't share, but that's okay.
No problem.
But I like how you spin. I like how you spin, my man, because it to me, I like old school.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I look forward to being on there again. And in the meantime, you talk about New Orleans food. What's the last great New Orleans dish that you've had?
Oh, gosh. Oh, where was I just I was on magazine because Sally Ann had her book party.
Okay.
And we were down outside the quarter, and I can't. Oh, it was on magazine. It was so good. It was like Ricky's or Dickie's or. It was so good. I had, in fact, when I got up from the table and I walked outside, I had to bend over. I was like, "Woo!" It was like a fork. You know?
I need a break.
I was like, I had to put my hands up over my head, like, "I'm all right. I'm all right. All right." But yeah, so I just love everything about New Orleans.
In basketball terms, you may have needed a 20-second timeout.
And I certainly did need that.
Now, if we could take it to the hardwood for a second, you played at Southeastern. You play basketball. We have the Pelicans who will play the Los Angeles Lakers this evening. What are your thoughts on the NBA or the New Orleans Pelicans if you had a time to check them out and just your thoughts on the season?
Well, it's fun because my nephew, who's now Sally Ann's son, who now is up here going to college, going to school. Actually, he's going to be a rapper or a musician, or he's just so very talented. But season ticket holder for the Pelicans and would go to the games and support. And I just really am very appreciative of the major sports that are there.
Now, speaking of the home team, LSU plays Alabama this weekend. It's a big rivalry. They play in Tuscaloosa. Any thoughts on that game this weekend?
I think I'm going to pick Bama.
No,
not at
network.
All. You think I'm going to pick Bama? My mama didn't raise no fool.
Hey.
LSU, baby. LSU all the way.
LSU all the way. Well, we should see that game tomorrow. And we'll get you out of here on this one. We know you have a lot of things coming up and going on for the weekend. But if you were – if they said, Robin, listen – we need you to come down on the sideline and put on a headset and give Sean Payton some plays, some guidance into what the Saints should do for this game this Sunday. What would you tell Coach or Drew Brees or anybody on the Saints defense or Rob Ryan?
You know what? I'm not gonna give out any advice to Sean Payton. I know he's gonna have a solid game plan. Rob Ryan's gonna shut down the Cowboys. And it's going to be a W, big OW. We're going to be 7-2.
And where
next
will
time
you
we talk?
Where will you watch the game this Sunday?
I will be watching from my humble abode here in New York City. I get a package so I could be able to watch all the games.
Okay.
Because you know, before it would be that if they weren't on. Because being a Saints, if they weren't a national game, I couldn't see them. I'm like, no, that's not going to work.
You have an awesome interview coming up with former Rutgers coach Mike Rice on 2020 this evening. Can you briefly touch on that?
Yes. You know, he was at Rutgers and was fired about 7 months ago. People remember the video. You could hear him. You could see him physically and verbally abusing his players at Rutgers. An assistant coach, former NBAer. Eric Murdoch released a video to ESPN in April. And Mike Rice, I sat down with him last week. His wife, his kids were there. He does not make excuses. He doesn't try and sugarcoat what we saw with our own eyes. He also, what I really appreciate, Rob, is that we're talking about what has happened in those 7 months. He went down to Houston to work with John Lucas, who, you know, has worked with coaches and players who have had different kind of issues. And so working on anger management. But I think people are going to, I don't know if they're going to change their opinion of him. Some people feel he should never coach again. Lessons learned, where he is now, what he's doing, his hopes. But just really owning up to the, you know, coaches sometimes they, you know, what we're seeing in Miami. With the alleged bullying incident, that sports is not immune from things that we face in society, and I appreciate that Mike Rice did not try and he owned up to it, apologizing to his players, and it's going to be interesting, Rob, to see how people receive him, receive Mike Rice, and what he has to say, and where he is now, and how he's looking for redemption.
Okay, well, I look forward to that interview. And if it was one person, because I was looking forward to seeing what he would say, and he hasn't done any interviews since the firing, and the one person that he would talk to is you. Robin, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time to call into the Black and Blue Report, and we may just have to get your post-game analysis Sunday night or Monday morning.
You got it. You know where to find me, and I got to get you back on GMA.
I don't know if you need some Frankie Beverly and Maze, take you back to Jazz Fest, some Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh!
You know, I pulled out.
Remember?
Yes. Okay. I pulled out the Tina Marie when I was there, so I got to make sure that I take it a step above that next time I'm on Good Morning America. Ladies and gentlemen, can't thank you enough for calling in, Robin Roberts.